When harmony is the norm, then critical issues remain unspoken. Leadership does not mean everyone feels comfortable all the time. Leadership means the right thing gets done. Because growth rarely begins in harmony and consensus, but always in truth and action. Welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast. I'm not talking about strategy today. Not about market shares. Not about growth. I'm talking about a leadership failure that hides behind good intentions. Harmony. Because at the executive level, as well as on any other leadership level, but particularly on the executive level, when you're a part of a general management group or of a board, I keep seeing the same patterns over and over again. Everyone's professional. Everyone's respectful. Meetings are smooth. No friction. And precisely because of that, nothing improves. If you are in a C-suite role, you need to accept a hard truth. Harmony is not a leadership objective. Performance is. And if you are in a leadership role, I think you have to accept an uncomfortable truth. It's about getting the right thing done. The companies that win, the leaders that are perceived as strong and effective leaders, they ensure that the right thing gets done. And sometimes the right thing is something that deserves applause from everyone, and everyone likes it. However, at other times, the right thing doesn't get any applause because it's tough, but it remains the right thing. And if you are the leader, your role is to make sure that the right thing gets done. Now, in doing so, in getting the right thing done and striking a good balance also between an atmosphere in a room, in an open office, in a boardroom, and our desire to go for consensus at times has to be balanced with always making sure that the right thing gets done. And I see a few classical problems that might get in the way. Problem one, conflict avoidance is mistaken for respect. In many teams, there is a rule of collaboration saying we treat each other with respect. And in fact, I like a lot to treat others with respect. I do my best to do so ideally every time. I may occasionally make unintended mistakes in my own behavior because I'm human. But that's my intent. I want to behave in a respectful manner with anyone in this life. What actually happens, though, is if that becomes the norm and if that is misunderstood, then no one says what they really think. And bad decisions are not questioned anymore because people misperceive respect as harmony, right? Mediocre performance gets silently tolerated rather than addressed. Problems are softened or completely ignored. And that's not respectful. I think it's the opposite. It is disrespectful in the pursuit of harmony. And you as a leader, especially in an executive or board role, you see this immediately. If in a meeting everyone agrees silently, without discussion, it's not only a bad sign, it's a massive real risk. At senior levels, the language is polished, the tone is controlled and perceived and intended to be professional. But underneath that, when harmony is the norm, then critical issues remain unspoken. Weak decisions go unchallenged. Underperformance is tolerated at very high cost. Risks are known, but not confronted. What looks like alignment is often silent disagreement. And let's be clear. If your executive team agrees too quickly, you might not have alignment. You might have avoidance, right? And that's not stability, that's exposure, and can lead to collective underperformance. Another problem I occasionally perceive, more so in upper management meetings, in executive team meetings, and just the other week, in the last 2 weeks, I had the pleasure together with my team to support very senior executive teams, once a team of 9, once a team of 6, running massive businesses, 4-digit number of people. And what they worked hard on, and we tried to support them on it, is to avoid that consensus replaces accountability and what's right. Because that sometimes happens when harmony is taking over, right? Consensus gets to take the front role and replaces accountability, and it replaces the right thing. Many leaders believe good leadership means simply taking everyone along. And I think it's important that people want to follow you. When you are the woman leading a C-suite, you are the CEO running a company. Of course, you need people to come along. You need people to follow you and to want to follow you. There is no doubt about that. So often discussions happen, votes happen, then more discussions until everyone's somewhat satisfied. But the problem is, consensus is often the lowest common denominator that no one objects to, but not the best solution. Symptoms you can then observe when you're in one of those meetings and in one of those roles are decisions take very long, often too long. Responsibility gets diluted. No one is really responsible. Maybe many people are responsible, but in my conviction and experience, as soon as there is more than one person responsible or accountable, no one is accountable. It's always the others when things go wrong. No one truly stands behind results. And in the end, everyone feels hurt, but the company doesn't move forward. That's dilution, not leadership, right? And a third problem I've occasionally seen in the companies who we support, I've also occasionally seen when I was still a general manager, a CEO in the corporate world, is that performance conversations may get diluted. This is the most sensitive point, I think. Leaders avoid then clear statements because they don't want to demotivate others. They fear conflict or want to maintain what they perceive is a good atmosphere. So feedback gets watered down. That was quite good, and maybe we could improve a bit. What the other person hears is, it's fine. And that's exactly where stagnation begins. That's where performance stalls and where mediocrity starts scaling. Because performance is just watered down rather than named objectively. So this is as far as describing the areas of problem that I've perceived in my career. In 3 different corporate companies, I spent about 15 years in C-suite roles in companies in consumer goods, in pharmaceuticals, in telecommunications, and in the beer industry, responsible for 4- and 5-digit numbers of people and more than 20 countries. I've seen some of this, although I can also say oftentimes we did confront things. We did work on this because we wanted to perform, and oftentimes we did. So there are solutions, and for this podcast today, I've brought 3 ideas for you that may help you when you have the perception that in the team you lead or in the team you just joined that everyone's nice but nothing improves, and you feel that, oosh, maybe harmony kills leadership and results. What can you do? I have 3 ideas for you to consider. Idea number 1, institutionalize clarity. I think this is one of the important points that we need to get clear and that we need to get clarity on. Those 3 ideas that I'm sharing with you now are from my own experience. Also as a founder of startups, I founded 2 startups and I'm glad that both work. Both are healthy. 14 years ago, I started the first one, and then 5 years ago, the second one, and things are going healthily. So these are solutions from my experience, from my practical experience. No theory, no models. I know the models, I know the theory. But quick, direct, and constructive, in practice, this means institutionalized clarity. In a recent global management conference, where 500 global executives came together in Berlin, our most senior leader, who has been the CEO of a 100,000 people organization for 6 successful years, he made a statement in times of uncertainty. I'm quoting David Taylor now. David said, "People may want certainty from you, but you cannot give them certainty. You can give them clarity." Unquote, David Taylor, former CEO of Procter & Gamble. And that statement resonated with me so much so that nine months later, where we are today, it's March 2026, that statement is still in my mind. Yeah, and that's why I say one of the things you as a senior leader can do to get the right thing done and not always the harmonious thing is institutionalize clarity. In practice, this means criticism is not expressed as indications and subtle hints. No, it's expressed factually and specifically. The target was X, the result is Y. Why was it not achieved? Let's talk. Issues are not implied, but they are named. Underperformance is not buffered, but it's addressed. And trade-offs are made explicit so that we are clear on what we are trading off. When we say yes to one thing, what are we saying no to? Because we can't say yes to both, right? Let's make the trade-off implicit. And most importantly, you lead by example. Your people do not only read the messages you write. They don't only hear the town hall meetings when you speak. Most importantly, they see what you do. No pressure. We are humans. We can make mistakes. But people see what we do. People see what you do. So use every opportunity to lead the way you want to lead, and you want others to lead as well. Be the role model. If you as the leader communicate softly and with just soft indications, your team will do the same. If, however, you provide clarity, uncertainty decreases because your team doesn't follow your values. Primarily, it follows your behavior. And maybe in the second row also your values. But they don't see your values. What they do see every single day is your behavior. And that's what they mimic. That's what they follow. So that's solution one for you. Institutionalize clarity. My second idea for you is separate harmony from decision making. Separate the how of making decisions from the what. The right thing that needs to get done. One thing a leader has to accept: good decisions don't always feel good. Is there discussion? Great. Is there consensus? No, not necessarily. Introduce clear decision principles. Who decides what by when? Based on what criteria? Based on what principles? And then you follow through. A sentence I try to use once in a while is, "Ladies and gentlemen, dear team members, I clearly heard you all. I perceived all your perspectives and arguments. Now it's time to converge. We can only execute one plan. We want to execute the best plan. And here is the decision. Here is the key reason why I think this is the right decision. And now we move." This behavior creates transparency, inclusion because all voices are heard, transparency and orientation on the direction we take, and learning because I provide the reason why I decide the way I decide. Not easy, because I may be pissing off some in the team right now because they want the opposite of what I decide. But I can't always make everybody happy. My role as a leader is to get the right thing done. Yeah? So let me repeat. One way is to say, "Look, I clearly heard you all. I heard all your perspectives. Now time to converge. One decision, one plan, one team behind it. Here is the decision. Here is the one key reason why this is the right decision. We move. This creates clarity, learning, and speed. And speed creates advantage. A third idea for you to consider. Make performance measurable and visible. Harmony often arises where performance is less clear. Therefore, I recommend define clear expectations. What do you expect from your partners? What outcome, in what quality, by what day? What behavior do you expect from each other? Articulate it. Don't assume you know it. It only gets clear when you align it. Make results transparent and address deviations directly. And do it without drama. Not, I feel this isn't going optimally and we all need to be worried. No, we don't. Instead, I suggest a formulation like, look, the target was this. The achievement is that. Let's clarify why. What's the reason? What can we do about it? That's factual and that's effective. Sure, harmony is important and is nice and is comfortable. Yeah. But let's have a quick survey. I'm curious to learn from you. If you could invest just 10 seconds, that's all it takes. Question to you, is harmony in your team more important than clear decisions? Question mark. If you could please just take your smartphone now, get into the attachments and click on this 4-scale, your answer. Is harmony more important in your team than clear decisions? And I thank you for quickly participating in this poll. It will help you understand and get aware of how decisions are taken and what is important in your own team. The uncomfortable truth, if everything in your team is always harmonious, you should become suspicious. Because real performance creates friction. There are different opinions, sometimes opposing views, uncomfortable statements, and decisions that some people sometimes may perceive as tough. Now, please don't get me wrong. This means in no way that your team should be toxic. Never should people behave in a toxic manner. Let me be crystal clear on this. Toxicity in my teams is absolutely non-acceptable. Never. But it does mean it can become uncomfortable on the way to performance, on the way to results. In the end, what matters is not how meetings feel all the time. It does matter. But what matters even more is that the right things happen after the meeting, that the right thing gets decided and put into action. Leadership does not mean everyone feels comfortable all the time. Leadership means the right thing gets done. So, in summary, if you're realizing that your team may be too nice, then start with yourself. Think about ways how you can provide more clarity, more courage, and less harmony as an end in itself. Because growth rarely begins in harmony and consensus, but always in truth and action. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you've taken some from it. I'd be curious to get your feedback. So if you can take a second, take your smartphone now, leave us a rating, click a star, send us a short message with your key takeaway, maybe with a question you might address with me and my team, because we'd like to keep the ball rolling. Leadership is lifelong learning. It's never going to end. And I hope you enjoyed this input today. I very much look forward to you dialing in again and joining the Lightwolf community next time, maybe already next Monday. Thank you, take care, and see you next time.